Thanksgiving was cold and dark for thousands of people in the Northwest. Some residents of Oregon, Washington, and Idaho have been without electrical power ever since an early winter ice storm hit that region. Some people had their Thanksgiving dinners in churches or other makeshift shelters. Some celebrated at home, cooking as best they could, sometimes eating by candlelight by necessity. Debbie Holte lives outside Coeur d'Alene in northern Idaho. She says she and her family were able to enjoy Thanksgiving, even though they still don't have power.
It went out last Tuesday, so it's been about 10 days.
10 days?
Yeah.
Now, why has it taken so long?
Well, where we live, there's a lot of trees, and we had about 20 trees fall across our road, and the power line is just totally messed up. All of the power poles are snapped off, and so they have to put all of our power underground.
How's it been without power for you?
It's been all right. We have a wood stove, so we have heat. We have a generator, so we have lights, and our fridge and freezer are hooked up so we don't get our food ruined.
Right.
So it's been fine. We just don't have hot running water. We have to heat it on the wood stove to wash dishes and stuff.
Did you have any thought to, well, let's just go to a restaurant for Thanksgiving?
No, we didn't. Well, the power company told us that we would have our electricity back on by Thanksgiving, so we were kind of planning on that. And we were going to have family over, too, but that just didn't work out. So we just ended up doing it at home.
And what did you do?
We cooked our turkey on the barbecue, and my mom cooked the potatoes and the sweet potatoes and the gravy and everything on the wood stove. Then we bought pies at the store.
What kind of pies did you have?
Pumpkin and apple.
Okay. Now tell me about the turkey on the barbecue. How did that work?
We just put it in a pan, and my mom just put it on the barbecue, and it just roasted it really good. It kind of had a smoky taste to it, and it took about 4 hours to cook and turned out great.
Did you ever have a thought during the day about your forebears who came to the American West, what it would have been like, you know, a century ago?
Yeah, we did. We thought, my mom was saying, yeah, too bad we didn't have a spit over our fireplace to roast our turkey, because that's probably how they would have done it.
Yeah. What does your family normally do on the night of Thanksgiving?
We usually just have dinner and play games and talk and tell what we're thankful for. And sometimes, if it's snowy, we go outside and play in the snow, sled, and build snowmen and have snowball fights and stuff.
So that didn't change very much this year?
No, it didn't.
Come this time next year, you're going to recommend shutting off the main power switch and doing it again?
Probably not.
Debbie Holte talking with us from her home about 10 miles east of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.